Our scripture this morning is in the book of Ecclesiastes on page 791 and Philippians on page 1432 in your pew Bible. From Ecclesiastes. Everything on earth has its own time and its own season. There is a time for birth and death, planting and reaping, for killing and healing, destroying and building, for crying and laughing, weeping and dancing, for throwing stones and gathering stones, embracing and parting. There is a time for finding and losing, keeping and giving, for tearing and sowing, listening and speaking. There is also a time for love and hate, for war and peace. And from Philippians, always be glad because of the Lord. I will say it again. Be glad. Always be gentle with others. The Lord will soon be here. Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. With thankful hearts, offer up your prayers and requests to God. Then, because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. And this peace will control the way you think and feel. Finally, my friends, keep your minds on whatever is true, pure, right, holy, friendly, and proper. Don't ever stop thinking about what is truly worthwhile and worthy of praise. You know the teachings I gave you, and you know what you heard me say and saw me do. So follow my example, and God, who gives peace, will be with you. Please stand as you are able and sing, "Now Thank We All Our God," verses 1 and 2 on page 102 in your red hymnal.
And let us pray. Almighty God, take our minds and think through them. Take our lips and speak through them. And take our hearts and set them on fire for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Edward Perryman Cole died in May. It was a Sunday afternoon, and there wasn't a cloud in the sky. It's difficult to understand the sum of a person's life. Some people would tell you it's measured by the ones left behind. Some believe it can be measured in faith. Some say by love. Other folks say life has no meaning at all. Me? I believe that you measure yourself by the people who measured themselves by you. What I can tell you for sure is that by any measure, Edward Cole lived more in his last days on earth than most people manage to wring out of a lifetime. I know that when he died, his eyes were closed and his heart was open. The actor Morgan Freeman offers those lines as a voiceover in the opening scene of the 2007 movie, The Bucket List. In the movie, The Bucket List, Morgan Freeman stars alongside Jack Nicholson. Each man has cancer, and over the course of the movie, they form an unlikely friendship, choosing together to make the most out of their last months of life on Earth. The two men shared a hospital room during their time in treatment, and when they both learned their diagnoses were terminal, they had a conversation about their respective bucket lists. If you're unfamiliar with the concept, a bucket list is a list of things you want to do or that you want to accomplish before you kick the proverbial bucket. It's a list of things you want to do before you die. In the movie, Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson's characters develop a bucket list that includes the following things: drive a Shelby Mustang, get a tattoo, go skydiving, visit Stonehenge, drive a motorcycle on the Great Wall of China, go on an African safari, visit the Taj Mahal, see the Great Pyramids. Now, obviously, bucket list items like those require some resources. One of the two men happened to be quite wealthy. Many of us, however, in thinking of our own bucket list items, may find most, if not all, of those particular items to be financially unattainable, or at least financially challenging. But there were some other items on their bucket list that didn't necessarily have to cost a penny. Items like laugh until I cry, help a complete stranger, find joy in life, and witness something truly majestic. When the movie came out 10 years ago, I remember that a sort of bucket list movement swept across the country. The bucket list concept was not new with the movie. I mean, it's really just a particular metaphor for talking about what your goals in life are. But it's certainly a thought-provoking concept, isn't it? Sitting around a table in the Great Hall before worship early last Sunday morning, Pastor Mark and I talked about this series, and we asked those we were sitting with if they had items on their bucket list. We asked if they had things they wanted to do before they died. No one could rattle off particular items off the top of their heads, so we had a goofy conversation about classic bucket list items like skydiving and bungee jumping. There was a time in my life when both of those things would have been on my bucket list, but I have long since resigned myself to the fact that I am terrified of heights, so I have no desire to do either thing. Well, then after a bit, one of the guys at the table turned the question around on me and said, "Well, Pastor Jenny, what's on your bucket list?" I said the first thing that came to mind: having a baby is on my bucket list. For as long as I can remember, I have wanted to be a mom. For years of my younger adulthood, Mother's Day would roll around and I'd feel a little bit sad. While I loved giving thanks for my own mother on Mother's Day, I longed for the time when I would be a mother myself. When my husband Derek and I got married, I joyfully entered the world of stepmotherhood as Derek's son Morgan became part of my life. But that being said, Morgan just joked with me the other night that he offers me the quote-unquote cheap version of motherhood since he was already in his late teens when his dad and I got married. Just for the record, my stepson and I have a great relationship, so. There are other things on my bucket list, places I'd like to travel, for example, but raising a child from birth is definitely toward the top of the list. Now, this is not any sort of announcement, by the way, but my husband and I have good reason to hope that we will be able to grow our family by one in the coming year. So we hope we can make that kind of announcement soon. If things happen as we hope they will, it will be an item to check off my bucket list, and it will be the start of an exciting new season in our lives. Everything on earth has its own time and its own season, says the writer of Ecclesiastes. There is a time for birth and death, for planting and reaping, for killing and healing, destroying and building, for crying and laughing, weeping and dancing, embracing and parting. There's a time for finding and losing, keeping and giving, listening and speaking. There's also a time for love and hate, for war and peace. On this Veterans Day weekend, these words from Ecclesiastes 3 seem so appropriate. Every veteran I know was critically formed and shaped during their season of serving in the military. Their season of service was critical for the veteran, for sure, but also for their family and friends. Many of you sitting here in worship with us right now know this truth deeply and completely. The Vietnam War sort of expedited my own parents' relationship. They were dating before my father got drafted, but the sense that his draft number would be coming up created a sense of urgency for them. They'd thought about their relationship moving toward marriage, but the pall of the war surrounded them, and their timeline moved up accordingly. Everything on earth has its own time and its own season. There's a time for birth and death, for planting and reaping, for killing and healing, destroying and building, for crying and laughing, weeping and dancing, embracing and parting. There's a time for finding and losing, keeping and giving, listening and speaking. There's also a time for love and hate, for war and peace. Weeks ago, as Pastor Mark and I thought together about this bucket list sermon series in November, I recalled a quote that I heard for the first time a few years ago, a quote I know I've used in sermons before, but I think it's been a while. When my sister got married in August of 2014, the pastor who officiated said a prayer and offered this particular quote as we all prepared to go into the sanctuary for the ceremony. The quote is by Swedish diplomat and Nobel Peace Prize winner Dag Hammarskjöld. He once said this: "For all that has been, thanks. And for all that will be, yes." I've thought of that quote so very often in the last few years. For all that has been, thanks. For all that will be, yes. It's reminiscent of the words in Ecclesiastes 3, the acknowledgement that there is a time and a season for everything under heaven, an acknowledgement that in all seasons of life, we are called to give thanks for what has been and to welcome with an open heart all that will be. Last Sunday, around the same table that we had our brief conversation about our respective bucket lists, we looked at a decades-old McCabe church directory that someone had brought with them that morning. The directory was from the late 1970s, so we saw many of your photos in this directory. This was from when Reverend Dave Connect was senior pastor and Reverend Eve Hook was associate pastor. Well, at the beginning of this church directory, like in many, there was a pastor's greeting, a couple paragraphs of just words of wisdom and hello from the pastor. And on the first page of this particular directory, Reverend Connect had quoted Dag Hammarskjöld. He had used the same quote closing his pastor's greeting as those words that I just shared: "For all that has been, thanks. For all that will be, yes." It seems so fitting that we would encounter that very quote in a decades-old McCabe church directory as we were just days away from starting this particular series that had caused me to think of that very quote. Friends, what if today we opened our hearts so we could say yes to whatever opportunities God brings us? And in so doing, what if we found that someday, when our eyes are preparing to close for the last time, the only word on our mind is thanks? What if from today forward, we lived life in such a way that when we die, we are only grateful for the life we were given? No secret longings remaining in our hearts, no regrets. Well, whatever we need to do to make that happen, that's what goes on our bucket list. Perhaps there will be a couple of travel or adventure items, finally see the Grand Canyon, make it to the Holy Land, swim with dolphins. But more likely, your bucket list may need to be filled with other kinds of things. Things like spend a little less time at the office, do more cooking at home, turn off all of your screens for a couple hours each day in order to connect with the people in your midst. Forgive. Start taking myself a little less seriously. A couple weeks ago in worship, we honored All Saints Day. As we honored the day, everyone in worship had the opportunity to write on a small slip of paper the names of their own saints, loved ones who have gone from this life into God's eternity. This past week, the pieces of paper containing those precious names got strung up in the skylight just outside our sanctuary. They are now serving as our cloud of witnesses, reminding us that our saints cheer us on from heaven, praying that we press on in this life along the path God sets before us. For so many of us, our saints are the ones who helped shape us into the people we are, and our saints are the ones we often aspire to be like in this life. Perhaps your bucket list includes be more kind, like Dad was, or develop a love for service like Mom had. So many of our saints offer us examples for the kind of life God wants us to lead. Or our saints train us to aspire to heights of love and faithfulness that they never would have dreamed about. It's so fitting that we enter our bucket list Thanksgiving series surrounded by our saints, our great cloud of witnesses. It's also fitting that in the shadows of our saints are chalkboards on which we are all invited to write down some of our bucket list items. In the gathering areas behind the sanctuary and in the Great Hall, you will see chalkboards with the heading, "Before I die, I want to, ... And you'll see a series of lines below the heading. It is our sincere hope that over the course of this three-week series, you'll add one or more of your own bucket list items to those chalkboards. They're already starting to fill up, so we may need to record them and erase and start over next week. There's no need to put your name anywhere, just your bucket list item. Perhaps your item will inspire someone else to action or to critical reflection. To be clear, there's no judgment when it comes to bucket list items. Some of them may make you laugh, some of them may make you think. There is no judgment, just honesty. Honesty and the hope that in fulfilling our bucket list items, we will get to that place where in the end, all we want to say is thanks. Thanks to God Almighty who gave us the gift of this life. Thanks to the saints who cheered us on throughout this life. Thanks for the opportunity to grow in love and service to God's world. Here again, those opening lines from the movie The Bucket List. Edward Perryman Cole died in May. It was a Sunday afternoon, and there was not a cloud in the sky. It's difficult to understand the sum of a person's life. Some people would tell you it's measured by the ones left behind. Some believe it can be measured in faith. Some say by love. Other folks say life has no meaning at all. Me, I believe that you measure yourself by the people who measured themselves by you. What I can tell you for sure is that by any measure, Edward Cole lived more in his last days on earth than most people manage to wring out of a lifetime. I know that when he died, his eyes were closed and his heart was open. I absolutely love that last line. When he died, his eyes were closed and his heart was open. Open in thanksgiving for all that was. Open in anticipation for all that was yet to be. May it be so for you and for me. Let us pray. Holy and almighty God, we do give you thanks for all that has been in our lives. We give you thanks for the difficult seasons that helped form our character. And we give you thanks for the joy that you bring that helps us look forward to life in this world. We ask that in this season and all the seasons yet to come, you would send your Spirit to keep our hearts open in thanksgiving for what has been, and open for the places you call us in this life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.